我们继续思想圣经难题的讲解。
I want to go back to the Bible.
我们回到创世纪来看圣经。
And we return back to Genesis.
我们再一同打开创世纪第八章。
We want to turn to Genesis chapter 8.
第八章最后一段。
The last portion of chapter 8.
挪亚为耶和华筑了一座坛，那各样洁净的牲畜、飞鸟，献在坛上为燔祭。耶和华闻那馨香之气，就心里说：我不再因人的缘故咒诅地。人从小时心里怀着恶念，也不再按着我才行的灭各种的货物了。地还存留的时候，稼强、寒暑、冬夏、昼夜就永不停息了。
Then Noah built an ark to the Lord, verse 20, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. The Lord smelled the pleasant aroma and said in his heart, Never again will I curse the ground because of man, even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood, and never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done as long as the earth endures. Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease.
当上帝把这个大水的灾难消除了以后
After God removed the catastrophe of the flood
神许可挪亚从方舟出来
God allowed Noah to leave the ark 那么
现在方舟出来以后
And after he left the ark
挪亚的第一件事就是感谢上帝
The first thing Noah did was to give thanks
第一件事就是筑坛献祭
To build an altar
他就杀了洁净的动物献为燔祭给上帝
And sacrificed clean animals and birds
这一个是很重要的提示
This is an important reminder.
我们常常在事后把神的恩典忘得一干二净。
When things are over, we will often forget God.
基督徒忽略了我们做祭司的这份。
Christians often ignore that we are to be priests.
归正神学告诉我们
Reformed theology tells us.
人被造有祭司、先知跟君王的三大这份。
That we are created to be priests, to be kings, and to be prophets.
好，在最后这三大这份完全成全在耶稣基督上帝的独生子的身上。
And all three areas are accomplished on Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
亚当从起先被造的时候
When Adam was created,
他就在神与世界的中间成为祭司。
He was the priest between God and the world.
当亚当原先被造的时候
And when Adam was first created,
他就可以把动物的名字一一称出来解释了万物的意义他代神讲话成为先知
He was a prophet because he was able to name the animals and explain about them
当亚当原先被造的时候
And when Adam was created
上帝对他说你要治理看守修理这个园子这样他就管理了上帝所造的他是君王
And he was king because God commanded him to have dominion over all creations
这种神学只有在归正神学里面把它显明出来的
This sort of theology can only be found in Reformed theology
人有君王的这份
And because we can act like kings
人应当有个管理自己有管理上帝所交托我们的万物的这个权柄
And so we have the power to control ourselves and all things that God has created for us
我们有祭司的这份
ButBecause we are also priests.
我们在神与在人的中间做一个中保性的代祷工作。
And we become prayer warriors between God and man.
我们把人的需要借着祷告向上帝发出去。
Through our prayers, we tell God the needs of mankind.
我们借着宣讲把上帝给人的恩典宣扬出去。
And through preaching, we introduce the grace of God to humanity.
所以人在神与世人的中间
And so we exist between God and the rest of humanity
在上帝与被造的万物的中间
And we exist between God and all other created things
有神话语出口的先知功用
We are preachers of the word of God
代人的代祷的祭司的功用
Like priests we pray for others
我们还有治理万有能明白使用神为我们造的世界的管理的君王的功用
And as king we will control and rule over all things That God has created.
但是只在基督的身上看见这三个这份完全被成全了。
But this is completely made perfect in Jesus Christ alone.
所以基督也成了神与人之间的中保。
Christ has become the intermediary between God and man.
基督成了 道的本体对人讲出上帝的话语。
As the word God would, Jesus would preach the word of God.
有一天要统治万有，把万有带到上帝面前，附在神的权柄之下。
And indeed, one day Jesus will rule over all things and bring all things underneath God.
基督不但是祭司，是先知，是君王。
Not only is he the priest, the prophet, and the king.
基督更是万王之王，万祭司之祭司。万先知之先知。
And Christ indeed is the priest of all priests, prophets of all prophets, and king of all kings.
基督的这三大职分。
These three important offices of Christ.
在改教以前，没有一个教父提出来。
Have not been mentioned by any church leaders before the Reformation.
没有人这样清楚看见。
In history, not a single person has seen this clearly.
甚至马丁路德都没有看到这么清楚。
Including Martin Luther.
所以是教文开始了基督三大职分的演绎。
It was John Calvin who started to understand these principles.
就奠定了这个归正神学的基督论、人论最完整的系统。
And he gave us the most perfect system in the doctrine of man and Christology.
当挪亚从方舟里面出来的时候
，When Noah left the ark,
他就执行了这个祭司的这份。
Immediately he played the part of a priest.
又要再执行君王的这份。
And then he had to play the part of a king.
又要执行先知的这份。
And later the part of a prophet.
所以呢，经过洪水泛滥审判以后
，After the judgment of the flood,
他把动物都带出来了。
He released the animals.
他的儿子们媳妇都出来了。
His sons and daughters-in-law came forth.
这是一个新的时代的开始。
A new era came.
这个生是一个新的人种的开始。
The new humanity came.
因为上帝已经过滤了历史中间那些败类。
God has filtered away the evil ones.
把整个历史方向现在放在一个新族类的开始，这些人的身上。
To give a new direction in history on this new group of people.
这个过滤这件事是件很可怕的事情。
Filtering is a horrifying thing.
你注意圣经，你看见上帝一次再一次在历史上施行他过滤的权柄。
You will note that in the Bible, God will filter His people many times.
这是那些扎宰那些不顺他的人，在他们气高直扬、最骄傲的时候，就把他们消灭掉了。
That the disobedient, the arrogant will be destroyed at the height of the disobedience.
上帝拣选了一批属于他的人，重新一个新的一环的历史。
And God will start history again with the chosen few.
而这些蒙拣选的人
，and those who have been chosen
是极少数、极少数的人
，are the very minority.
这些蒙拣选的都有一些很特别的特征。
They all have special characters.
就他们不认为自己是配的。
And that is, they find themselves unworthy.
很清楚知道恩典。
They will be very clear about grace.
他们很愿意把荣耀归给上帝。
They are willing to give God all the glory.
他们已经定义遵行上帝的道。
They have been determined to follow the word of God.
而且他们跟整个以后的基督论的中心点都发生关系。
And they are related to the entire Christology in history.
所以这五点也就是整个归正神学的最中心的精髓的地方。
And these five points are the important essence of Reformed theology.
要遵行上帝的道 sola scriptura.
To obey the word of God sola scriptura.
我们借着信心遵行神的旨意 sola fide.
Sola fide when we use faith to do His will.
我们是愿意让上帝的恩典来支配我们的一切 sola gratia.
And we are willing to let the grace of God to control our life in sola gratia.
为我们整个灵性跟侍奉的中心 sola Christos.
And because Christ is the center of our life, Soli Christos.
我们做的一切都是为要荣耀上帝 ，Soli Deo Gloria.
And because all things is to glorify God, Soli Deo Gloria.
神所讲的话
，The word of God.
挪亚听进去了
，Was heard by Noah.
神要他讲的信息
，The message that God had for him.
挪亚传出去了
，Noah preached.
神一切的计划
，All the plans of God.
挪亚顺从了。
Noah obeyed.
神要他建立的方舟
，the ark that he was to build.
他建好了
，he finished.
当灾难过了以后呢
，after the flood，
他就把荣耀归给上帝。
He gave all glory to God.
所以挪亚实实在在成了我们的榜样。
Indeed, he is to be our example.
坚韧的精神传到120年。
He was persevering for 120 years in preaching.
他不凭着眼见，只凭着信心顺服神所。吩咐的话语。
By his faith, he was obedient not based on what he saw.
这句话是超理性的。
These are beyond reason.
这句话是超经历的。
These are beyond our experiences.
这句话是超眼见的。
These words are beyond what we can see.
神如是讲， 他就如此信。
But because God commanded, he believed.
我对你们讲过，预备一只方舟需要多少钱？
I have mentioned how much money it would take to build an ark.
你叫这么多的工人进去拿木头来建，你需要多少工资？
You need to pay a lot of people to build to get the wood.
建成一个方舟需要多少智慧？需要多少的材料？
You need a lot of wisdom and material to build a huge ark.
为了遵行神的旨意，在那个时代，挪亚一个人。把所有的代价都付上去。
But because he was obedient, a single person paid the price.
他不能叫一些人说来，我们一同出钱，我们组这个建堂建州委员会，没有这个事情。
He did not have an ark building committee.
所以他可能就把一生一世的储蓄全部付诸奉献给上帝。
Most probably he gave of his entire life saving in this enterprise.
他遵行神的旨意之后呢？
After he did the will of God.
一次用这个船就不能再用了。
The ark was to be used but once.
因为上帝不叫他停在海边，以后还可以远洋去旅行。
God did not allow him to let the ark stay by the side of the sea that he can reuse the ark.
当洪水结束了以后呢？
After the flood was gone,
上帝让这个又大又贵又重又花了120年的努力所建的城隍之后，就搁在高山。
God allowed that this ark that was so expensive, so big, and spent so much time to be built to be left on the mountain and never used again.
这是不是浪费啊？
Wasn't this a big waste?
为什么神的经济学是这么差？
God seems to be so bad in economy.
为什么神对以圣的价值的使用是这么差的呢？
There must be remnant values.
太多事情我们不能明白。
There are many things we do not understand.
挪亚就这样遵循了上帝的旨意。
But Noah was obedient to God.
他不是埋怨你这样搞一搞，我一生的储蓄都完蛋了。
He did not grumble and say, you know, look what happened to all my savings.
感谢上帝。
But he gave thanks.
他就献祭给上帝。
And give sacrifice to God.
而且你注意，他献的都是洁净的动物。
You know that he gave only the clean animals.
他把最好的拿到上帝的面前来。
He took the best before God.
今天很多基督徒对奉献的真理不明白。
Many Christians do not understand the truth of offering.
奉献再到了，他再抓来抓去，找一个最脏最小的钱放进去。
When the offering bag comes, we dig for the smallest and the most dirty note.
当他家里有没有用的东西的时候，他就打电话。教会需要不要桌子？我有一个用了20年，现在不要用的，可以不可以搬到教会去
？When there are things at home that they want to throw away, they'll call the church and say, "You want to take my table that I've used for 20 years?"
很多人的奉献是堆丢垃圾的心态。
For many people, offering is just getting rid of your used items.
很多人是把教会当成垃圾堆的那个垃圾桶的心态。
Many people treat the church as if it is a giant garbage can.
有一个人在印尼，他说我要奉献一个风琴给教会。
There was a person in Indonesia that says I want to give an organ to the church.
那个风琴是很便宜的风琴。
A very cheap organ.
但是你一定要把我的风琴放在大堂里面用，我才要奉献。
But you must put my organ in the main sanctuary, or I will not give.
那牧师说，就你自己用好了。
The pastor said, "Well, you can use it yourself."
我们要把最好的献给上帝。
We want to give God the best.
不是你那个钱。
Not your organ.
今天很多牧师是代表上帝做乞丐，也没有觉悟。
Many pastors do not realize that they are acting like beggars on behalf of God.
很多有钱人是把基督徒的地方教会当作这个难民所来看待。
Many wealthy people look at the church as if it is an area for refugees.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is something very sad.
有一次我到教会里面，到一个基督徒的家里。
Once I went to a home of a Christian.
他有两个 9-foot 的 grand Steinway。
He has 2 9-foot grand Steinway and sons.
跟他谈话的时候
，When I was speaking to him,
他说以后教会落成了，这个旧的就可以送给教会了。
He said, "When your church is completed, the old Steinway piano can give to you."
我就瞪着他，其实那个还是很贵的。
But the old one was still very expensive.
我说为什么不是新的，是旧的
？I stare at him and say, "Why won't you give me the new one?"
他就很不好意思，到现在还在。
And he was very embarrassed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在神面前
，Before God,
要学习挪亚。
Let us learn from Noah.
出方舟的第一件事
，The first thing he did when he left the ark,
不是开庆祝会
，was not to celebrate,
乃是筑坛献祭。感谢上帝。
Was but to build an altar and to give thanks to God.
耶和华嗅到的馨香之气。
And when the Lord smelled the aroma,
神就悦纳了。
He was pleased.
这表示呢，全世界的命运常常系于几个讨神喜悦心意的少数人的里面。
It tells us that the destiny of the world is often related to that few who is pleasing to God. So let us not forget. Because of the praise of believers. Because of the thanksgiving of believers. God will enable us to influence the all of humanity. After God smelled the aroma, He accepted the sacrifice. The Bible says God said in His heart, never again will I curse the ground because of men. Because even though his inclination is evil from childhood, never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. From now onwards, the world, when it still endures,
夏强寒暑, 冬夏, 昼夜,
as cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Thanks be to God.
所以我们今天讨主喜悦的人,
for those of us who are pleasing to the Lord,
我们要真心讨主喜悦, 没有其他的动机,
we must do it genuinely without other motivation.
当上帝因为义人讨他喜悦以后,
and when the righteous is pleasing to God,
借着我们赐福全地, 是外邦人不知道的事情,
through us, God will bless all of the earth and the pagans will not know this. But this passage is very clear. The Christians may be the very small minority. In ratio to the rest of the world, we are very small. But through these very few in numbers, God's blessing can come to all people. And this is how we will serve others and be a channel of blessings for others. It doesn't matter when others understand or not. It doesn't matter whether they will remember this or not.
We continue to
We are focused on one thing alone, and that is we are to be pleasing to God all the time.
用保罗的话来说,
the Apostle Paul says,
无论是生是死,
whether it is life or death,
我要照常让基督在我身上被显伟大,
I am to manifest Jesus Christ in my life.
这就是我们最重要的责任,
this is our most important responsibility.
或作为神,
we live for God.
或作向着神,
we live doing His will.
或作讨神的喜悦,
we live to please Him.
这样我们就成了万人的祝福了。
In this manner we will become blessings to the multitudes.
约翰福音里面有一句话很感动我。
There is a verse in the Gospel of John that moves me greatly.
耶稣讲了一句话,
Jesus Christ said, I will always do what pleases my Father.
讲了这句话以后呢,
after he declared this,
信他的人就很多很多的人,
many people believe in him.
原来这句话是布道的动力。
This is the power of evangelism.
其实我们以为布道就讲讲讲讲，很有口才，讲一大堆，人家就信主。
Today we think that so long as we are articulate and preach a lot, people will believe.
而圣经告诉我们,
but the Bible says,
耶稣说我常做我父所喜悦的事的时候，许多人就信他。
When Jesus declared that I often do that which pleases God, many people believe.
我们怎样成为千万人的祝福呢?
How will we become blessings to thousands?
我们就是很少数的比例人讨神喜悦的时候，神就透过我们赐福给千万千万的人。
When they are the very few that is pleasing to God, God will bless thousands upon thousands based on this view. And this is how chapter 8 ended.
第九章是什么呢?
For chapter 9, how God spoke to Noah after the flood. The sons of Noah and Noah heard the command of God. You are to reproduce and fill the earth.
凡地上的走兽、空中的飞鸟都必惊恐，惧怕你们，连地上一切的昆虫，并海里一切的鱼，都交给你们的手了。
The fear and dread of you will fall upon all the beasts of the earth and all the birds, upon every creature that moves on the ground and in the sea.
这里就开始记载一件很特别的事情。
And a special thing was recorded here.
所有的活物你都可以吃。
That all living things can be food to you.
我吃给你。
because he has been given to you.
如同我把蔬菜赐给你一样。
Just as I gave you the green plants.
这段圣经是入食的开始。
This is where we start to eat meat.
是神的许可。
Allowed by God.
所有的动物都交给你，你可以杀它，你可以吃它。
Everything that lives and moves will be food for you.
这里很清楚给我们看见呢，神造人跟神造万物是品质完全不同的。
It tells us clearly that there is a qualitative difference between the creation of man and the creation of all things.
动物是可以被杀被吃的。
The animals can be slaughtered and eaten.
人是不可以被杀，不可以被流血的。
But not the human being.
所以在第九章第四节里面。
So in chapter 9 verse 4,
我们就看见一句很重要的话语了。
We see an important verse.
这里说什么呢？
The verse says,
他里说呢，唯独带着肉的血，那就是他的生命，你们不可吃。
But you must not eat meat that has its life blood still in it.
这样在摩西的律法里面，生命记就提到了肉里面的血就是生命所在的地方。
We see this also in Deuteronomy.
In 血中带着生命。
Life, blood carries life.
所以你不可以吃血。
You are not to eat blood.
这句话对现在的人好像没有什么意思。
It doesn't seem important to us.
其实不然。
But not so.
因为血中带着生命这句话是最重要的生命科学。
This is the important life science.
我们知道一个生命它的真正的中心人在哪里呢？
Where is the central portion of a life?
就是在流着的血里面所隐含的这些内涵，把这个生命的本质显明出来了。
It is in the potential of the blood that flows within the body.
这先进的医学已经证明这个事情。
Medical science has proven this.
你的血里面
，within your blood，
有着你生命最重要的因素。
They are the essence of your life.
你血里面的染色体。
And the DNA inside your blood.
血里面的所有的因素。
All the different things within your blood.
都是你的代表。
Represents you.
所以生命是在血里面。
And so life is in blood.
这是古代的书，只有这本圣经才提出来的。
Only the Bible in all ancient works mentioned this.
上帝说你可以流动物的血。
God said you can bleed the animals.
但是动物不可流人的血。
But not the other way around.
你可以流动物的血。
You can draw blood from an animal. I have given it to you.
你不可流人的血。
But you are not to bleed a human being.
所以凡是流人血的。
So those who cause blood to flow from a human being.
不是人都要砸死他。
Whether it's an animal or a man, you are to kill it.
这是第一次把人性的尊严、人性的价值提高到最高的地步，一个很实践性的话语。
This is where humanity is elevated to the highest status.
人性最重要的一句话的描写是什么？人是按照上帝的形象样式造的。
The most important description of humanity is that man is made in the image and likeness of God.
当然在实践性的吩咐里面。
But in a practical law.
就在这段圣经第六节提出来的。
This passage verse 6 tells us.
反流人血的他的血也要被人所流。
I will demand an accounting from everyone that bleeds man.
因为上帝造人是照着自己的形象造的。
Because he was made in the image of God.
这些圣经就变成人性尊严一个最高峰的实践性的描写。
This is a practical explanation of how our status is different.
不可杀人。
That you are not to kill.
你不可流人血。
You are not to shed the blood of man.
流人血的他的血也要被流。
And those who shed the blood of man will shed himself.
表示上帝这样看重人的生命。
It tells us that God treasures human lives.
我们在社会中间看见的不是如此。
This is not the way we see in the society.
社会看见富人的生命是有价值的。
In the society, the rich is more worth, has higher value.
社会看见穷人的生命是没有价值的。
The society look at the poor as worthless.
所以有钱的人死了，几千个人去送葬。
When the rich die, thousands of people appear for the funeral.
穷的人死了，没有人踩他。
When the poor dies, no one cares.
神不是如此。
Not so for God.
所以无论你富足，无论你贫穷，只要你是人，你就是按照上帝的形象造的，你是很尊贵的。
For God, whether you are rich or poor, you are made in His image, so you are worthy.
最近中国呢正在讨论要不要消除富口富籍的这件事情。
And today in China, they are discussing whether to get rid of the status of the wealthy.
富口富籍呢，在法国、在德国、在美国根本不成一个问题，没有这个事情。
In France, in America, this is not something that people talk about.
只在中国有这个制度存在。
Only in China would you have a status of being wealthy.
这个 system 的存在。
The existence of this system means that the villagers can never live like the people in the city. And the city dwellers will always have a higher status than those in the village.
And
this is the most unjust thing in the so-called just society. Because of this categorization, many people remain poor all their life. And this sort of system does not exist in the Bible.
没有人种的分别,
we do not segregate,
没有社会层次的分别,
whether it's by race or by social status,
没有男女的分别,
or by male or female,
没有经济地位的分别,
or by economic status,
没有父亲种族的分别,
or whether you are rich or of a certain race.
这种圣经第一面就提出来了。
We see this from the very first page of the Bible.
按照自己的形象样式造人,
God made man in his own image and likeness.
按照自己的形象造了男造了女,
He made man, male and female.
所以男人的人性地位跟尊严跟女人的人性地位跟尊严是平等的。
And so the status of a man and a woman are equal.
有钱的人是按照神的形象造的, 穷的人也是按照神的形象造的。
Whether you are rich or poor, you have been made in the image of God.
今年第一次圣经提到反流人血的, 他的血也要被人所流。
Here we see for the first time, whoever sheds the blood of man, his own blood shall be shed.
这是全本圣经里面第一次提到人的价值的定义的。
The first time a definition of the value of man was given.
人是尊贵的,
that we are honorable.
人是荣耀的,
that we are glorious.
人的生命是有价值的,
that the human life has value.
那么人的价值等于什么呢?
What sort of value is this?
人的价值就等于人的价值。
Our value is equivalent to human value. Therefore, if you take the life of one human being, another one has to pay.
你不能流了人的血，用几百块钱把它赎回来。
You cannot buy this back with several hundred dollars.
你不能杀了一个人，你用几十万贿赂法官，免了其事。
If you kill someone, you cannot just bribe the judge.
流人血的人，他的血要被人所流。
Whoever shed the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed.
给我看见旧约的人论, man is equal to man.
So in the Old Testament, man is equal to man.
直到耶稣基督到世界上来的时候,
until Jesus Christ came,
新约才把另外一个人的价值的定义, 提高了一个更高的层次。
The New Testament elevated the status of humanity.
Man is equal to man, 还没有真正告诉我们, 那么人到底价值到什么地步。
Just by saying man is equal to man, we still do not get the real answer.
耶稣给我们新约的定义, man is bigger than the whole world.
The definition given by Jesus Christ is man is bigger than the entire world.
耶稣基督你若赚了全世界生气力的灵魂有什么益处呢?
Because Jesus said if you were to own the whole world and lose your soul, what purpose is that to you?
新约不是单单提到 man is equal to man.
So in the New Testament, it's just not man equals to man.
新约告诉 man is greater than the whole world.
人是比整个世界还要重要的。
全世界跟其上所有的财富都不如一个人的灵魂的价值。
Therefore, one human soul is greater than all things in the world.
人赚的全世界失去灵魂, 他也不能够用所赚的来换取他所失去的灵魂。
He cannot exchange his soul with all the things that he has earned in his lifetime.
从来没有一本宗教的经书比这本经书更正确、更高超的把神向我们启明的真理讲得这样清楚。
Not a single book in the entire world will give us such a clear and concise definition of humanity.
那么为什么流人血的他的血被人所流呢?
Why would you shed the blood of someone who took the blood of others?
上帝造人是按照他的形象造的。
Because God has created man in his image.
无论新约的价值观跟旧约的价值观,
whether it's the Old or the New Testament,
整个的价值的基督就回到神的形象, 成了人尊严、人权柄、人荣耀、人价值的一个基础。
All will return back to the fact that we have been made in the image of God as the foundation of everything.
那么今天我要讨论的还有几件很大的事情。
There are a few important matters I want to talk about.
上帝要挪亚生养众多。
And that is God wanted Noah to multiply.
这是对亚当讲了以后的第二次。
This is the second time this has been mentioned after Adam.
上次就是对亚当说,
when God spoke to Adam,
你要生养众多,
you are to multiply.
管理天上的鸟, 地上的兽, 海中的鱼,
have dominion over things in the air, on the land, and under the sea.
这些交托在你了,
I have given you all these.
凡经行海道的也交在你手里。
Including those that travel by the sea.
你要修理看守这个园地。
You are to have dominion and manage the garden.
你要管理我所造的这些的活物。
And control and manage all that I've created.
整个地上有君王的尊贵。
And so we are like kings.
但我们不是蹂躏这地。
But we are not dictators.
我们不是强暴这地。
We are not to rape the land.
我们不是随便践踏糟蹋神所造的这个世界。
We are not to simply step upon things that God has given to us.
真正的环保责任是从圣经开始的。
The responsibility of the environmentalist starts from the Bible.
你要修理看守这个园地。
You are to manage and have dominion over the garden.
你要好好治理这个地。
And rule it well.
你要管理这个地。
And to take care of it.
耕种这个地。
You are to till the land.
耕种那个字 cultivate 也就是文化的开始。
The word cultivate it leads to culture.
所以 cultivate 跟 culture 的字根是一个字。
Both have the same roots.
要宣造人的时候
When God made man,
把人造成比他更低
He was made lower than God.
把人造成比万有更高
And higher than all other things.
而借着万有供应我们肉身的需要
And all other things will supply our physical needs.
借着人高过万有权柄治理他所造的一切
And we are to rule over all things.
所以当人随便破坏神所造之物的时候不是上帝的旨意。
It is not God's will that we are to misuse our environment.
当人好好使用神借着自然成为我们需要的供应的时候，这是神的旨意。
And it is God's will that we are to manage our environment well and use the resources.
这个文化的使命里面包括了科学研究的责任。
Cultural mandate will include the responsibility to study science.
包括了好好替上帝保管这个伟大的被造的世界的责任。
It includes the responsibility to take care of the world that God has given to us.
包括了我们可以享用上帝为我们造的这一切，成为我们需要的供应的这个权柄。
It includes the power to use and enjoy things that God has made for us.
所以你可以入食。
And so you can eat meat.
你可以杀动物。
You can kill animals.
因为他们的生命是我赐给你们的。
Because their life has been given to us by God.
我把动物赐给你做食物，如同我把蔬菜给你做食物是一样的。
It is the same as giving plants to you as food.
这些伟大的真理都隐藏在这圣经里面。
All these important truths are implicit in the Bible.
上帝对挪亚说
God said to Noah,
你要生养众多。
You are to multiply and fill the earth.
这个就是李光耀跟上帝不同的地方。
This is where Lee Kuan Yew is different from God.
上帝说你要生养众多。
God said you are to be fruitful.
遍满全地。
And fill the earth.
你的子女多起来的时候
When your descendants multiply,
我还会照样供应你的。
I will still supply you.
二十世纪人类文化最大的错误之一就是太过强调节欲。慢慢把自己人种灭绝掉。
And one of the biggest mistakes in the 20th century is to emphasize a small family.
我们相信马图斯所讲的人口论里面的思想。
We believe in the theory of Malthus.
他说呢，这个人越来越增加的时候
，Malthus says when the humanity increases in numbers,
地的产量就没有办法供应人口的增加了。
There will not be enough resources in the world for everyone.
所以这个人就越来越贫穷了。
And we will become more and more poor.
为了使我们可以继续存在这个世界上
，In order that we will continue to exist,
一定要限制人口。
We must limit population growth.
当然，从数学的论据，这是很对的事情。
Of course, from mathematical evidence, it seems right.
从这个 probability 来看，这是很对的事情。
Seems probable.
因为当人继续不断增加几百倍，而地的产量只有几十倍的时候，就有很多人没有饭吃了。
Many people will starve if population keep increasing, but the world would not produce so much.
所以这本书虽然是比较薄的一本书，影响世界五十本最重要书里面，它是很有地位的。
And this, the work of Malthus was very thin, but it influenced many, many people.
到了20世纪的时候
by the 20th century,
越先进的国家
the more advanced countries
越提倡节育
would promote contraception.
越不懂节育的国家
countries that do not understand this,
他们就越能生一大堆的孩子出来
would enable their population to keep growing.
最后产生文化倒流的一个现象
In the end, you have a cultural reversal.
也有学问的人也不要生孩子
Those who are intelligent will not want many children.
越多生孩子的也没有学问。
Those who are ignorant will have many children.
一大堆不读书的孩子跑来跑去。
And so a lot of kids will run all over the place.
父母又不知道怎么供应他们的需要。
And the parents will not know how to take care of them.
越有钱的就越来越有钱。
So the rich will become richer.
越穷的越来越穷。
And the poor become poorer.
就产生了20世纪末后的这种两极化的社会现象。
And you have a bipolar situation in the society at the end of the 20th century.
这个事情再继续下去的话,
if this continues to extend,
那么越来越严重的事情不是单单从数据去得到的。
You will find the disaster will not come just from numbers. Some side effect will come
from.
What sort of side effects?
凡是习惯结义不爱生孩子，你叫他多生一个，他一定不回头的。
And those who are used to having small families will never turn around.
所以慢慢呢,
after a while,
以为少一点孩子, 我们会过更舒服的生活。
We think that we have more comfortable life if we have less children.
以为少一点孩子, 我们会更富裕的物质的生活。
We will have more wealth, we enjoy material things more.
真的达到吗?
Will you achieve that?
外表上好像是达到,
superficially seems to be so.
现象上好像是对的,
the phenomena seems to be right.
长期的计划,
but in the long process,
跟心灵的感受方面,
and the way we feel in us,
完全不是的,
it will not be so.
我告诉你那些不生孩子的国家, 生命感到没有意义的, 的虚空的感觉是越来越大的。
In countries where population is in the decline, people feel empty and at a loss.
有人把100多个国家的比例把它做一个全盘的研究。
There was a person that studied 100 over countries.
那就要试试看。 你们这个国家的人，你感到或者自己快乐不快乐啊？
And to ask you whether you are happy living in this country.
物质享受越高的，越感到或者世界没有意思。
In the end, they find that the country they are more advanced materially, the people do not feel happy.
印尼那个乱七八糟的国家得到80多分。
In Indonesia, the things are so messy and they score 80 over marks.
怎么乱怎么穷很快乐。
Although it's very messy, they are all very happy.
德国呢得到很低分。
In Germany, they score very low.
所以这其中有一些是因为违背上帝的旨意产生出来的。
Because it is against the will of God.
上帝的旨意是什么呢？
What is the will of God?
有一个人在神学院。 什么是上帝的旨意？他说生养众多，遍满全地。
A person in the seminary raised their hand and said to be fruitful and fill the world.
上帝原先是这样讲的。
This was the original idea.
这句话对亚当讲。
It was said to Adam.
这句话他自己讲。
He said to himself.
这句话又对挪亚讲。
And said to Noah.
挪亚是个新出世的开始。
Noah was the beginning of the new race.
挪亚是个新纪元的开始。
A new era.
就是 post-ark era.
It was a post-ark, 就是后,
方舟后期的时期,
after the ark.
现在上帝又对挪亚说,
and God said to Noah,
你要生养众多,
be fruitful and multiply.
但是我们的领袖,
but our leaders,
我们的国家,
our country,
无论是中国,
whether it's China,
无论是新加坡,
Singapore,
无论是欧洲,
Europe,
对我们说不要生太多孩子,
they said don't have too many kids,
尽量不要生太多孩子,
try not to have so many,
最多一个,
at most one,
两个就发,
if two you will be fine,
三个就杀,
three will kill you.
那怎么办呢?
What do you do?
结果呢, 新加坡呢,
in the end, Singapore, in Japan,
台湾呢,
台湾,
我们的子孙的这个生育的规律跟这个数目就负增长了。
We have negative growth.
那怎么办呢?
What will we do?
慢慢慢慢, 我们习惯了享受生活,
after a while we get used to a good life,
我们过很富裕的生活,
we seem to be rich.
慢慢慢慢, 我们老的时候呢,
but when we get old,
我们的子孙越来越少了,
we don't have enough descendants. We discover that there's no hard laborers.
所以呢，新加坡人不要建筑房子了。
So Singaporeans are not in construction.
叫马来西亚来。
We ask the Malaysians to come.
马来西亚慢慢慢慢富有了。
But Malaysians will get richer.
他们也不要建房子。
They also do not want to go into labor.
叫印尼人来。
So ask the Indonesians to come.
印尼人一大堆，谁可以建房子？
Many Indonesians, so they can build houses.
印尼人不要的时候呢？
But when they refuse,
我们叫 Bangladesh 来。
We ask the Bangladeshi to come.
我这几年看你们建房的都是黑黑的。
So these few years, I look at the Bangladesh, they are building your houses.
几乎没有一个新加坡的华人要去建房子了。
There is not a single Singaporean Chinese there.
那以后怎么办呢？
What will you do in the future?
我们就不得不要像从前的美国。
We will be like America in the past.
我们从非洲带一大堆黑奴来。
We may bring the slaves from Africa.
这些人不但自己来, 会把他们的子孙都带来的。
But they will also bring their descendants.
你说没有啊? 他们子孙没有来嘛?
They didn't come, you say.
他子孙是看不见的肚子里面的东西。
But their descendants is within them.
未来一大堆出来了。
they may reproduce.
子孙多了，又就有一个子孙站起来说 ，I have a dream。这个，谁呀？那个叫
Martin Luther King。
Martin Luther King 啊，所以马丁路德没有做 king， 他做 king。所以慢慢的，这个又增加起来了。
And then that population will grow.
所以我告诉你
，I tell you this。
日本呢
？Japan。
120年以后。
120 years later，
可能人口只有现在的20%。
It probably will have 20% of the present population.
台湾的生育率现在是全东南亚最低的负增长。
Has the lowest reproduction rate in the whole of Asia.
继续不断。
And you continue.
这个是不要生孩子。
In this manner.
我们人类有前途吗
？Do we have a future?
没有前途。
The answer is no.
如果新加坡从今年开始。
If from today onwards,
没有新的孩子生出来
if there's no new Singaporean babies,
那么50年以后
50 years later,
我们这里最年轻的人都已经七八十岁了
the youngest among us will be in the 70s,
我们在家里没有参加聚会的那个时候都五六十岁了
and those who are at home will be in the 50s,
那么老人看老人还有什么风景
and there's no point with the old looking at the old,
社会还有什么味道呢
what's the purpose of the society,
上帝对挪亚说
God said to Noah,
你的孩子要生养众多。
You and your children are to be fruitful.
唐牧师，你是不是要我生十二支派呢？
那这到底有外面的 twelve tribes？
我们孩子一大堆，好不好呢
？Is it good to have many many children？
我讲不要十二支派太多了。
I say not twelve。
也不要单单一两个太少。
But not just two。
就像我这样三四个差不多。
Like me about four。
好，你注意好，当1949年的时候
，In 1949，
美国派一个将军叫做 Marshall。
American sent General Marshall
到中国去
to China
观察中国社会
to observe Chinese society
美国钱要怎样帮助中国重建第二次大战以后的残局
to figure out how he's going to help China after the Second World War
Marshall 到中国以后
General Marshall went to China
仔细观察
as he observed
很细心的研究
and studied
后来写的报告吓死人
he wrote a shocking report
这个美国也派 Marshall 到欧洲去
Marshall was sent to Europe
欧洲的 Marshall 计划是整个欧洲重整起来了
And the reason why Europe was reconstructed was because of the Marshall plan
他认为在欧洲行得通
He think it will work in Europe
在中国行不通
Not so in China
为什么呢
Why
他报告里面说什么
His report says
中国是没有盼望的国家
That China has no future
这个国家虽然曾经有过伟大的文化历史
Although this country has ancient glories,
现在他们已经是东亚病夫
but now they are all sick and ill,
他们乱七八糟
holding in a mess.
他们只会做的最重要的事情就是一天到晚生孩子
They only know how to reproduce themselves.
中国的人口那个时候已经有差不多400多个 million.
Because at that time, there were around 40 over million Chinese.
这样可怕的数目
Such a huge number.
如果 Marshall 知道现在13亿，他吓死了。
If Marshall know the present number, he'll be shocked to death.
只懂得生孩子。
He said they only know how to reproduce.
然后呢，制造食物也来不及。
But it's no time to make food.
建立学校也来不及。
Or schools.
教导他们也来不及。
Or to educate them.
所以照我的看法。
Based on his idea.
这个国家3000年都没有盼望。
For 3,000 years, the country will have no hope.
美国一直寄钱帮助他，帮助几千年都不会爬起来。
Even though you give aid for thousands of years, they will not stand up.
马歇是完全绝望的报道中国的事情。
And so his report was pessimistic.
人多很难办事。
Very difficult to achieve great things with so many people.
后来上帝用另外一个人叫毛泽东，他说人多好办事。
But Mao Zedong said the more the merrier.
所以在这一点上，毛泽东比较狠。创世纪第九章。
So in this Mao Zedong is more biblical.
他也是先知，不过常常讲出有点假先知的样子。
False prophet.
那么我告诉你
，I tell you，
是不是人多了，食物不够，人就穷，就会饿，就会死呢
？Is it true that with a lot of people, not enough food, you will starve and die？
现在全人类是多少啊？我们全人有6.8亿的人口。
Now you have about 6.8 billion people.
在10年以后呢？
10 years later,
世界最多人口的国家是印度，不是中国。
India will have the most population in the world.
现在已经超过了1亿人的。
Now he has exceeded 1 billion people.
中国1.3亿。
13亿。
对，他们已经10亿了。
So they reached 1 billion.
全世界已经有68亿了。
And the world has 6.8 billion. China has 1.3.
中国从1980年第一次普查。
In 1980, the first census of China was made.
到这个。2000年21年的里面
，within the 21 years till the year 2000，
中国增加的整个美国的人口就是2.8亿。
the growth in China was the entire population of America.
这个还是建立的结果,
and this came after the population control policy. Without that, it would be worse.
孙中山先生没有死以前,
before Dr. Sun Yat-sen died, he wrote an article about the ideal Chinese population. He said at most we should have 1 billion people. We can supply them. Enough agricultural produce. When I read the article, I was 12.
我说孙中山先生要中国人十亿，第二天就十亿零五，十亿零八，那怎么办？
But the second day, the population will keep growing.
所以一到这个理想的数目，过几年问题就来了。
Once you hit the ideal number, it will keep increasing in a few years later.
但我告诉你,
I tell you this.
中国虽然人口这么多,
although China has a huge population,
今年的经济成长还是11.2%,
the growth this year is 11.2%.
这些曾经建立的国家，像法国、德国、丹麦、瑞典, 他们的经济成长有时候是不到一个数目。
But in the European countries where population is small, the growth is single digit. United Nations has done a survey. The agricultural produce of the world, how many people can it actually sustain?
非常保守的数目,
the conservatively,
是可以养活了144亿人。
It should be able to sustain 14 billion people.
现在全世界才68亿人。
And the world now has 6.8 billion people.
神造的世界是相当够大的。
So God has created a world that is pretty large.
为什么很多问题发生呢？
What about all these problems?
因为很多人把地乱用。
It is because we abuse the land.
我们蹂躏这个地。
We rule over the land harshly,
强暴这个地,
and we just misuse it.
所以结果呢, 我们把这个整个的生态弄坏, 把神的旨意破坏, 把我们自己的前途断送。
And we spoil our own future by spoiling the entire ecosystem.
Stephen Hawking 说,
Dr. Stephen Hawking said,
不到100年里面,
within 100 years,
我们人类已经不能够活在这个地球上。
Humanity will no longer live on our world.
最近的统计告诉我,
the recent survey says,
在60年以后,
within 60 years,
可能北冰洋的冰全部融化掉,
the North Pole may have been melted.
英国可能会升好几公尺高的海水。
And the sea in England will cover with millions of meters. Many coastal cities will be covered in America. Northern Jakarta may disappear by floods. This is the way the world has been changing. The Bible says be fruitful and multiply. It is not a pessimistic view. That God will continue to lead humanity for a period of time.
所以呢，我们现在提到了人种蔓延全地的开始。
Now we talk about how humanity start to spread across the world.
挪亚有三个孩子。
Noah has three sons.
一个闪,
Shem,
一个韩,
Ham,
一个亚夫,
and Japheth.
结果他们散居各地。
They spread all over the world.
那么你说这些都是传说。
This may be mythology to you.
这根本是神话, 不可置信。
You think that it's not believable.
从1850年的时代,
in 1850,
在德国的新派的这个Tübingen School, 就是Christian Ferdinand Bauer, 这个神学家以后,
In Germany, there is a new liberal wing, the Tübingen School of Theology.
他们就有一个看法,
they have this theory.
上世纪12章以前所有的记载都是神话。
That the first 12 chapters of Genesis belong to mythology.
12章以后的讲的才是历史。
Only from 13 onwards, 12 onwards is history.
所以第一章到第十一章所讲的，我们可以不必管它，也不必相信它。
And they said that from chapter 1 to chapter 11, you can ignore it completely.
这个是不合历史、不合科学、不合事实的文字。
They think that this is unscientific, it's not according to history.
但是我的看法完全相反。
But I have an opposite view.
除了这十一章记载这些事情外,
other than these 11 chapters,
全世界没有任何一本宗教经典有过这些伟大的记录。
Not a single religious work in the world would record such great things.
这些记录从现在的眼光来看好像很难被接受。
It may be difficult for us to accept from a modern view.
但是这些记录隐藏着没有任何一个宗教的经书所记载的准确性的东西。
But these recordings contain accuracy that cannot be found in other religious work.
当我们从十八世纪、十九世纪开始对生物学、对人类学产生浓厚兴趣和附加我们的观察跟研究的结果。
When we become interested in biology and science in the 18th century,
发现人类可以分成好几类。
We discover that humanity can be segregated into a few forms.Some may be a bit darker,
有的比较黑的,
some fairer,
有的比较白的,
some a bit more fair.
有的人说还有五六种, 还有棕的,
and some are brown,
还有粉红色的,
pink.
结果告诉你的,
I tell you this,
结果人类学总归起来是三大类。
In the end, they can be segregated into three groupings.
第一叫做蒙古人种,
the first one is called the Mongoloids.
第二种就叫做尼格罗种,
the second one is the Negroids.
第三种就是高加索种。
The third one is the Caucasoid.
这样的 Mongoloid, Negroid, and Caucasoid.
Three different groups.
三种人种就代表整个人类的三大系。
To represent the three different streams of humanity.